Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, Stardom. Today in our studio, we have Harry Smith, the famous actor. Hello, Harry.
Hello. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for inviting me.
You are just 22 years old, and you are already famous. How did it all start for you?
My major breakthrough was the role of a troubled teen in a TV series all about Steve.
Why do you think this show was such a huge success?
I guess it's because it's really divisive. That's kind of what I love about it. I think some people get such a connection to the show and it gives them a real sense of hope. Other people want to have something that's neatly wrapped up. You can get both here. I think I'm more like that. I'm logical, and it took a lot for me to suspend my disbelief and go with it. It's the same as Steve. He finds it difficult to let go and take that leap of faith and trust in the unknown.
So the project changed you, right?
Well, if I hadn't been involved in All About Steve, I probably would have been one of the people who craved more answers, although I think the answers are actually there. I think it's made me more open. Even when I'm reading scripts, my tendency before was that I would like something if it reminded me of something I liked. Now, when I read something and I can't compare it, it excites me.
What are your current plans?
Right now, I have several films coming out. One is a romantic comedy with Emma Roberts. Another is a thriller.
How do you manage to play the characters so different from one another? Isn't it difficult?
I've been trying to do as much different stuff as possible. I know what type of work I feel comfortable doing, which I will always return to doing, but I like trying new things. For example, period drama is completely out of my comfort zone. It's a style of acting. You don't act the way you would in an indie, gritty thing. It's a different approach.
What do you do to get into your character?
I love doing accents. Even doing an American accent, I feel like for different characters it comes out different. Steve's accent is really different to the character that I'm doing now. They come from totally different backgrounds, but it's just funny how it comes out without thinking about it too much.
Your recent characters are white hats, unlike Steve. Are you okay with it?
I think I'm starting to get the hang of playing nice people. It's more vulnerable to me. I feel more exposed when I'm playing a nice guy. It should be the other way around. It's almost a different part of my brain that I have to use. I always sympathize with the bad guys. I don't think bad guys ever think they're the bad guys. Usually people do things for what they believe to be the right reason.
You have a lot of fans. Is communicating with them pleasant or not?
I'm so awkward with fans. People can ask me anything. It's really bizarre. I don't think I know what to do when I face them. I kind of feel lost.
My last question for today. You are young and famous. What do you think of getting older?
Getting old is the downside of adulthood. I hate the fact that I don't have all the answers I thought I would have when I was younger. Still, when I retire, I feel like it's going to be the same as it is now. I'll just be old. I've never really seen old age as a destination.
Thank you, Harry. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, Stardom. Today in our studio, we have Harry Smith, the famous actor. Hello, Harry.
Hello. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for inviting me.
You are just 22 years old, and you are already famous. How did it all start for you?
My major breakthrough was the role of a troubled teen in a TV series all about Steve.
Why do you think this show was such a huge success?
I guess it's because it's really divisive. That's kind of what I love about it. I think some people get such a connection to the show and it gives them a real sense of hope. Other people want to have something that's neatly wrapped up. You can get both here. I think I'm more like that. I'm logical, and it took a lot for me to suspend my disbelief and go with it. It's the same as Steve. He finds it difficult to let go and take that leap of faith and trust in the unknown.
So the project changed you, right?
Well, if I hadn't been involved in All About Steve, I probably would have been one of the people who craved more answers, although I think the answers are actually there. I think it's made me more open. Even when I'm reading scripts, my tendency before was that I would like something if it reminded me of something I liked. Now, when I read something and I can't compare it, it excites me.
What are your current plans?
Right now I have several films coming out. One is a romantic comedy with Emma Roberts, another is a thriller.
How do you manage to play the characters so different from one another? Isn't it difficult?
I've been trying to do as much different stuff as possible. I know what type of work I feel comfortable doing, which I will always return to doing, but I like trying new things. For example, period drama is completely out of my comfort zone. It's a style of acting. You don't act the way you would in an indie, gritty thing. It's a different approach.
What do you do to get into your character?
I love doing accents. Even doing an American accent, I feel like for different characters it comes out different. Steve's accent is really different to the character that I'm doing now. They come from totally different backgrounds, but it's just funny how it comes out without thinking about it too much.
Your recent characters are white hats, unlike Steve. Are you okay with it?
I think I'm starting to get the hang of playing nice people. It's more vulnerable to me. I feel more exposed when I'm playing a nice guy. It should be the other way around. It's almost a different part of my brain that I have to use. I always sympathise with the bad guys. I don't think bad guys ever think they're the bad guys. Usually people do things for what they believe to be the right reason.
You have a lot of fans. Is communicating with them pleasant or not?
I'm so awkward with fans. People can ask me anything. It's really bizarre. I don't think I know what to do when I face them. I kind of feel lost.
My last question for today. You are young and famous. What do you think of getting older?
Getting old is the downside of adulthood. I hate the fact that I don't have all the answers I thought I would have when I was younger. Still, when I retire, I feel like it's going to be the same as it is now. I'll just be old. I've never really seen old age as a destination.
Thank you, Harry. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.